This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 1st. God's word for you today is unique light. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 41, which says, "Even among the heavenly bodies, there is a different level of brilliance. The sun shines differently than the moon differently than the stars, and the stars themselves differ in their brightness." Do you know that the glory of the moon is a reflection of the glory of the sun? However, the sun cannot do what the moon does. So, to say that the moon is useless is to misunderstand the purpose of creation, of glory, of brightness, and of light. Honestly, parents need to get this. So, one child may have a different glory, boisterous, bright, and power. Let that child shine, and do not compare the other children to that child. Why? It is because even among children, there is a different level of brilliance. One child will shine like the sun, while another will shine like the moon. Even among adults, everyone differs in their brightness. The fact that you got married in a certain way does not mean everyone else will get married in that same way. When the Lord says, "Let your light shine," He means your own light. You are not to be like Pastor A, Pastor B, or like Pastor Z. In this season, you are to let your own light shine. Let your light flow. You need to be in contact and in touch with yourself. When you get this, everything else becomes apparently effortless because you are in your zone. Things become effortless because you are being yourself and not trying to be someone else. We get into trouble when we try to be someone else because you are not cut out to do what they do. If you insist on doing what they are doing, you are going to frustrate your life. But we begin to function effortlessly when we realize that we are shaped differently. What will bow to your destiny is not your brother's weapon. The things and weapons you need to deliver your destiny is in your own pocket. The weapon you need to deliver your destiny is not with your neighbor or even your life group leader. It is with you. David was brought before Saul, and Saul said to him, "This Goliath has been a champion since he was a youth, but you are just a little boy. Let us kit you up." David wore Saul's armor. Even to carry the sword was a lot of work. The question is, if that armor was very useful, why didn't Saul wear it and go to battle? David tried it and said, "Sir, this is not me. I cannot operate in this. This is the glory of Saul." But it is the glory of David that will bring down Goliath. "So let me go as I am, with my sling and my stone." They said to David, "You just want to kill yourself." But David delivered Goliath's head with his own light. You can read the story in 1 Samuel 17. This same thing happened with the four Hebrew boys in Babylon. The armor they needed to deliver their destiny was different. My grandmother would say, "Do not look at the time on another person's wristwatch to run your life. Do not look at another person's clock or cycle. Your glory is different. When the sun is shining, the moon is chilling. But when the moon comes out, what happens to the sun? Even though the moon is taking its light from the sun, without the sun cannot function at night." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to see my own glory and be comfortable to shine in my own glory space, thereby bringing glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.